Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. We give them away. Those other talk show hosts charge you for their websites. You can go to freetalklive.com and enjoy it all for free. Again, freetalklive.com with you tonight. It's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
All right, so 855-453 is the number here, and there's some news that is pretty disturbing. Looks like somebody who has been bullied at school has now shot himself in front of classmates in the hallway. And he was dressed as a Batman villain, just to add extra interest to the story.
Because there should be laws made against
dressing as Batman villains.
Yeah, and
that'll stop it.
It'll stop it.
Right. Well, at least stop the news stories reporting it.
Well, I don't know how often people of this age range commit suicide in such a public manner. I don't imagine it's very often. So I think whether he was dressed as a Batman villain or not would hopefully be irrelevant as to whether or not he got, you know, the story got news coverage.
It may keep the story rolling, though.
It might. Hundreds attended a vigil, according to the Daily Mail, dailymail.co.uk, for a bullied student who was 13 years old, shot himself dead in a high school hallway in front of his classmates while dressed as Two-Face from the Batman comic. 13-year-old student shot himself with a handgun today at Oklahoma Junior High School just minutes before classes were due to start. Horrified students, many of whom were similarly dressed for school's Superhero Day, heard a gunshot before 8 a.m., found 8th grader Cade Pullis lying in a hallway. Terrified teenagers fled the halls, leaving or fearing that a gunman was on the loose, which seems like a legitimate concern. They go on to talk more about the young man, and of course, you know, he's 13, so had a life ahead of him, and apparently he was picked on by some of the students at the school, as tends to happen at many schools, certainly not just government schools, but
not just schools, but I mean, that's just part of, I have three teenagers, or one that's no longer a teenager, but it's really part of that really difficult, angsty time that is, you know, a transition into adulthood that is so difficult, where a lot of people are teased, bullied, or what have you. I don't know that it has anything to do with school.
I think that it does. I mean, yeah, if you're at home and you've got kids that, you know, brothers have a tendency to fight with one another, in my experience. I did not have a brother, but I experienced knowing people who did. And obviously, if it's at home, there is a level of control that that you can have as a parent. You can discuss the issues with your kids. You can, you know, hash out whatever disagreements might be had. There can be kind of a structure around whatever conflicts might occur. And at the government schools, it's a different story, right? Because at the government schools, they have typically a zero-tolerance policy, for instance, which means that if there's some sort of a scuffle or some kind of a fight, usually both participants are punished for it, whether or not, you know, they both were necessarily consenting to said fight. Mm. So if, for instance, the school here, apparently there's no documented bullying in the school records. However, all the kids, according to one Facebook user that they've talked to who went to school with him, said he was bullied. And that leads me to believe he was treated like an outcast. His peer would know more than the school records. So, you know, maybe there wasn't an out-and-out fight here between him and some bullies. But just as giving you an example of how the school kind of handles this. So, well, the solution is we'll just suspend them for a week, and then we're going to put them right back in the same class together.
Well, you know, I wouldn't say that the solution is necessarily separating them. I know that my kids, although they didn't go to schools, they had bullying type of experiences on sports teams.
Mm-hmm.
Faisal, my youngest, we were living in Nashville, Tennessee, and my kids had really, really long hair, like, you know, down past their shoulders, long hair, and that was very, you know, untraditional in
That's
the
gay.
South. Yeah, they were growing out their hair, though, for Locks for Love. So
yeah, I did
great.
That.
Yeah. So, in any case...
Well, I didn't do it for Locks for Love, but when I cut mine,
donated it, yeah. So, you know, they had this hippie mom who believed in going to church and smoking pot, and they were homeschooled and you know, whatever. So they kind of were different.
Mm-hmm.
And he was teased, you know, pretty badly. And Omar, who, you guys know Omar, he's the quietest of my three, and he's really conservative in his behaviors. four kids peed in his helmet.
Oh, my goodness.
While he was out of the room, and he, of course, didn't expect there, and he put it on his head.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. So,
kids are awful sometimes.
Right, and so that wasn't a product of school. That was a product of...
It may very well have been. Where did those kids go to learn, get their education?
Well, they were at a variety. Some were homeschooled, some were at public schools, some were private schools.
Well,
it's
kids
a
are
really
be brats.
Difficult time, period.
No, I agree with, to some extent, I agree with what you're saying, Michelle. Kids
to
are
some
going
extent,
to,
I certainly agree,
are
but
going to pick on each other.
The problem with that I find with school, and whether it's public or private, is that this is what you're going to do from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and then the kid just has no control, that they feel no control in their life in that area. There's no,
right.
You know, they don't have an option.
They're forced to be with those people that otherwise you wouldn't be with. I mean, if you had the choice, I know if I had the choice, and I was, you know, I was picked on when I was in school, and then when I got older, I did the picking. And, you know, it's that kind of cycle of abuse.
You did?
It's terrible. I
you
know.
You did that?
Yes.
It's, no. I can't imagine
yeah,
you doing
well, right,
that.
Well, right. I'm not the same person I was back then. But there is that cycle of abuse, and it's very real. And so it probably would have been much better had I or anybody who is being verbally or physically abused was able to get away from that person. And when you're forced to be in a certain place, as Mark said, from a certain time, then you're at their mercy, especially if you're smaller and, you know, you don't know karate or whatever to
well, you can't,
you know,
use
beat the
karate
living crap out of the
kid. In these circumstances, if you do, I mean, and if you win the fight, you're the one who started it. That's how
right.
it goes in school.
Well, see, these days, everybody gets in trouble.
I would say that there are things that are also contributing to this. For example, most kids get up and their rhythm, really they should be sleeping in later because their natural rhythm is to stay up later, and then they need to get up later to get enough sleep. So they go off to school without breakfast, mm-hmm. and they get to school and there's all kinds of crap that is available to eat and what have you. So they're already, you know, functioning on too many hormones, not enough sleep, blah, blah, you know, terrible food, and then not really good coping skills as far as, you know, dealing with any sort of you know, disagreements and things like that. So you
sure.
just, I think it just creates.
It doesn't help. But, you know, when I found in, you know, in at work, if I ever had, you know, I had, before I, you know, started this job with you, Ian, I worked in lots of different places. If I had the kind of trouble that I had sometimes at school, at any job, I would not put up with it. Not
well, if management
second.
Wasn't going to do something about it, presumably you would take it to management. If they didn't do anything suitable to you that would make you feel safe coming to work, for instance, you'd walk away.
Right.
But in this case, you're forced to go at the threat of violence.
You know, back when I went to school, the teachers would tell you, handle it, you know, or whatever. They'd, you know, they send you back out there. You know, I mean, this is what this kid
Whiner.
Did.
Whiner!
He handled it. Right, that's what they yeah. say, things like that, you know. And I imagine it's really annoying having 1,500 kids in a school. There's probably a lot of interpersonal problems coming to bear. I'm not sure the 1,500 kids in a school is the way to educate.
Probably not. And we don't get to really find out for sure because the marketplace isn't free to act in the world of education. Yeah, there are other educational options. Yes, I think some of them are better than others, but we don't really have the full selection of what could be because we've got this government semi-monopoly on education that everybody is forced to fund, and if they're not, if their kids aren't attending it, they're still forced to fund it. And, you know, as I said, just going to sending your kid to a private school isn't necessarily going to solve this problem either. However, at least then you'd have more sway because you could go and motivate these administrators at, say, a private school to do whatever it takes to make you safe, because otherwise you're going to leave. Otherwise you're going to take your money and walk away. You don't have that ability with a government school because they get your money whether or not you're happy with their services. Whether or not your son or daughter gets picked on or beaten up at school, you're still paying for that experience.
Yeah, you know, but I think there's trickle down, and I think that to some extent it's the kids. I mean, I went to private school, and, you know, from
and look at you.
Kindergarten to eighth grade, and no doubt.
You're wearing a Greg Brady sweatshirt or sweater.
Love this thing.
All right, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. Maybe explain to us what your experience was with being bullied or being the bully in government school or private school or wherever you went. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Are you a male suffering from erectile dysfunction? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your sex life. Because Bravado is sending risk-free trials of their once-daily sex-enhancing capsules to all men who qualify. So if you're a man and are trying to boost your confidence in the bedroom and give your partner the ultimate sexual experience, you can be among the first to try Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-948-1362. Bravado is one of the safest ways to treat erectile dysfunction because each capsule contains natural ingredients that safely increase your libido. You don't need a prescription to try once daily Bravado. Just be among the first to call and claim your trial absolutely risk-free. But due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one risk-free trial per household. Again, if you are a male suffering from erectile dysfunction, it is crucial that you write down this number for your risk-free 30-day trial of Bravado. 1-800-948-1362. That's 1-800-948-1362.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, Ian here,
Michelle,
and Mark,
and inviting you over to freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features we have waiting for you there. One of those features is our shop page. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to different vendors, including gold.freetalklive.com, where you can go to order gold and silver anytime you want it. And in my opinion, it's a good idea to have that over at gold.freetalklive.com. Mark, what's the last thing you picked up over there? Do you recall?
I got some Walking Liberty halves from gold.freetalklive.com.
Now, why'd you pick the Walking Liberty half? That's not quite, like, it's not one of those .999s, right?
No, it's what they call coin silver, or some people call it junk silver.
The .9, then?
I think it's about .9, yeah. And, it, you know, what I like about it is that these are coins that have been used for money for most of this country's history. This is real money. It's silver. And you can extract the silver relatively easily for people that want to use it as in that manner. I mean, it's obviously not jewelry grade, but you know, why would you want to use jewelry grade silver not for jewelry? You want to use it for coinage, and that's what it's for. So I like the idea. It's convenient. You're able to do business with it. It's a good size, so that's what I like about it. But the Walking Liberty half is pretty much considered one of the most beautiful coins ever minted.
Cool. I got most recently the just kind of the standard mint rounds or the clean rounds or whatever. They're not like any kind of brand name necessarily. They're just silver. It's shiny. It's pretty. It stores.
.999.
So, yeah, that's what I got from there. But you can get either one of them, or gold if you're into that, or platinum. Go to gold.freetalklive.com, and Midas Resources will hook you up, and it'll help Free Talk Live when you do that. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones here. Though, Michelle, you had a question about this young man, 13 years old.
He's a redhead, mind you.
Right? Okay, and so are you. And he shoots himself in front of his classmates in the hallway at school. He happened to be dressed as a Batman villain, Two-Face, but that aside, it's yet another tragic story of somebody who was bullied and who took his own life. Now, in some cases, like in the Columbine case, you had them commit murder first. They killed other students. This guy did not kill anyone else. He only killed himself.
So it's more, instead of him being angry and taking it out, he wanted other people to feel guilty.
I don't know what he wanted. I don't know if there was
Well, typically when you have a public, you know, the psychologists will say that if you have a public suicide, that it's to make a statement, whereas if you have a private one, it's just because you want to end your life.
Well, he was definitely making a statement. I don't know what exactly the statement was, whether or not he left a note. I have yet to determine that. If you know anything more, you're certainly welcome to share at 855-450-FREE. But, Michelle, you'd asked a question about his friends.
Yeah, because in the photos, I can see the photos that you're pulling up from the article, and he looks really happy. He looks, you know, he's got their photos of him with his family and him with friends about his age, And he looks like a pretty happy kid, and it sounds like there were about 100 people that turned out to memorialize him. Well, I'm curious, first of all, how he felt bullied with such a support system, and two, assuming he had that they were supportive, and two, if not, why would these people show up for his memorial?
All right, so I can answer both questions. Because when I was in high school, I had a friend of mine die, not because he killed himself, but he died on the highway. And it was one of those situations where I believe somebody crossed over the median, and he was on Interstate 75, you know, going 70 miles an hour or whatever people are doing there, maybe more.
Crossed the median. That would have been quite a... This isn't just crossing some yellow line.
No, it's... Yeah, if I'm recalling correctly, that's what happened. And basically, it was a head-on collision. I mean, he died instantly. And 17 years old at the time, you know, he hadn't even...
Everyone turned out for a candlelight vigil and everything.
Right. So. I don't think he even had a... I don't think he'd even had a job at that point in his life. So, you know, so dying so early is a terrible thing. But he was picked on. He was one of those you know, kids at the school that was...
Because he was one of your friends?
No. Actually, once upon a time, I picked on him, too, back when I was a punk. And then we ended up becoming friends. So, like, you know, I ended up apologizing to him later on, and, you know, as I matured, and we became friends toward the last couple of years of his life. So I was his friend at this time, but he only had a handful of them. I mean, literally only a handful of people who were nice to him and friendly with him. But yet everybody showed up at the memorial. And so some of us who did consider ourselves his friends were pretty upset at this. Like, we looked around and we saw, you know, many of the same people who were known to pick on him there at his memorial. And, I mean, the reason's obvious. Maybe they were feeling bad, but what seems more likely to me is that they were there because it got them out of school for the afternoon.
Call me cynic. But. My boyfriend was killed when I was in high school, and a similar thing happened where all of his ex-girlfriends showed up, you know.
Bet you like that.
And, well, you know, whatever. I knew my stature. I wasn't worried about it, but they showed up and they went and cried to his mother, Mary. I was horrified. Here this woman is mourning a very, very, he was murdered. So it was a horrible, horrible thing. And they're, I loved him. I loved him. I loved him. She was sitting there trying to mourn her son and instead was having to comfort these hysterical girls.
Oh, man.
And it was just like a big attention, you know, thing. And so I can see how, you know, that can, people, it's like a limelight.
I know how cynical teenagers, you know, can be, and I have a feeling a lot of them were there simply because, okay, well, if you want to get out of school at, 12 o'clock or whatever early time we ended up getting out today, you've got to go to the memorial, otherwise you have to stay in school. I mean, what's a teenager going to do?
What they do, take attendance at the memorial?
That's a good point.
Yeah, I just don't. I mean, I think what they did is, you know, to some extent, they felt bad. Certainly, it's something new and different to do. But I think that to some extent, they felt bad about what was going on. I had this kid that in elementary school mercilessly picked on me. And he had it rough. He was a middle kid. He had an older brother and younger sister. And I'm sure that his brother gave it to him real good. And, it was merciless. He, for some reason or another, when I was in high school, actually about the time I graduated high school and gotten into trouble and all the stuff that went on in my life, he decided to come to where I was working and apologize to me.
Hmm.
And, I'm like, I do not want to hear your apology. Goodbye.
What was he doing? Working the first step of AA or something like that?
Yeah. I mean, I just had no interest in his apology. And he was of no consequence to me in my life, at least at that point.
And wow, man. And you blew him off, huh?
Pretty much.
Wow, that's not cool.
Well,
what? I mean, obviously it was pretty heavy on his mind, right? He was thinking about it enough to go out of his way to apologize.
This is what the whole bullying paradigm does. It doesn't stop. It keeps going.
Yeah.
It's an ugly, ugly disease that just keeps going. It turns the people that are bullied into bullies themselves, and it makes one cynical, and it makes one not want to.
Let's go to Mike. He's on the line in Nevada. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
People who are bullies, they tend to be mean to animals, too. But this is the other thing. I want to talk about the teacher strike in Chicago that just ended. I mean, did anybody really take them seriously? I mean, can people really demand? I mean, the kids in the United States are ranked 35th, I think, in like nations.
Oh, we're going to talk about that tonight.
All right, I'm not sure where you're going with this. See, kind of scattered a bit. Hang on, Michael. Let you collect your thoughts. Come back in a moment. 855-450-FREE.
Seemed clear to me.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I guess I just wasn't really understanding what he was getting at. More coming up. 855-453. You take control here and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated and most proteins you consume are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail?
AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. All you have to do is dial in toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com, including those features, by the way, include our mobile site. So if you have a smartphone and you'd like quick access to our live streams, the podcast, as well as the software you'll need to listen in, you can go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com.
I just put up the most recent Edgington post, and you can go to our SoundCloud link. You just go to freetalklive.com. Look on the left-hand side of the page. You'll see our SoundCloud link there, and you can go to see it right there. It is an interview with author Greg Link about his book, Smart Trust. And that was a really great interview, frankly, talking about how you can and how important trust is to be either both business and personal relationships, the value of it to your life, and how to build it and handle relationships that maybe aren't that great in your life. You know, that crappy relationship, how to improve it. And I thought it was a really great book. A really great interview about what appears to be a pretty good book. And you can go to our SoundCloud link, as I said. Also, I have 3 to give away. I'm going to do that on our Facebook page, relatively shortly. Sometime during the show this evening.
All 3 at once?
Yeah, I'm just going to be one of those. I'm going to post it up there. The first 3 people that respond to the instructions are the ones that are going to get it. That kind of thing.
Okay.
Call in and win. Be the first 3 callers on the line. That kind of thing.
It's going to be a call in thing?
No, it's going to be
Facebook's
thing. Equivalent of call in.
Okay. Yeah, that kind of thing. You won't be calling anything.
No.
You'll be responding on Facebook.
No, you'll be responding via an email.
Via email. I see. But if you don't have Facebook and you're not liking the Free Talk Live Facebook page, you will be unaware of when this happens.
So go to Facebook, like the freetalklive.com Facebook page.
You can just go to facebook.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to the right page. Click that like button.
And you'll be ready for the contest. It's going to happen
relatively soon. Sometime tonight. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mike is back with us. And I'm sorry, Mike. I just must have been misunderstanding what you were trying to get at right before we went to the break. So go ahead.
All right. Well, my point was, if J.D. Power and Associates the initial customer surveys were coming out each year, and they're worse and worse and worse for General Motors. Why does that guy screwing fenders on car on the assembly line needs $65 an hour. I mean, these teachers don't deserve what they get. They don't do anything. What do these kids do for 8 hours a day? And, Mark, when you said you mentioned that the kids go to the government school 8 hours a day, and I was thinking about it. You know what? That's just to get them used to being up at a certain hour and going and doing the grind for 8 hours, you know?
Yeah.
Nothing it comes out of that. I mean, if you ever watched a YouTube video and then read the comments, they're atrocious. The grammar.
Yeah, I try to stay away from reading YouTube comments just because they're so bad.
They're just bad. I look at them, I say, is somebody's purposely writing this so poorly? But I know that that's just the way it is. I mean, kids can't read in high school, you know? They can't do basic math. And if you remember, like, and during this time of the show Little House on the Prairie, all the kids were the same age in the classroom, and the teenagers only went to school a few hours in the morning, and then they got out and they did work on the farm and stuff.
They only went to school 6 months a year because there was the planting season and the harvest season where they were out for 3 months each time, you know, every 3 months or whatever. They had 3 months off, so
I'm not sure that I'm not sure if Little House on the Prairie is historically accurate, but I do know that in a more agrarian society, certainly people spent more time doing that. And I think it was this downward spiral. If you offer better pay, you're going to get people that are in it for the money. I'm not saying that I don't think teachers should be well compensated. I absolutely do think that you should, but I don't think that offering better pay necessarily means you're going to get better qualified teachers.
No, but I can actually speak to that. Women back 30 years ago, when teaching and nursing and social work were the jobs that were available for the most part to women, chose teaching careers. Whereas now, with the marketplace opened up to them, a lot of those same women that would have otherwise been teaching are becoming doctors or lawyers or, you know, more higher paid jobs and things, you know. But regarding what you're saying, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so Bloomberg had an article on the 24th celebrating American high schoolers bombing SAT tests, with the average critical reasoning scores falling 1 point to 496 from a year prior. And the reason that is being offered for this is that more students are taking the tests, particularly minorities. And the claim is that the reason...
So falling test scores are a good thing is what the claim here is?
Yes, because whereas before these students weren't taking the tests, so they weren't factored into the average, now they are taking the tests, meaning that they're planning to go to college. Now, let me go with this a little bit. The average score is 496. So my kids, when they took their SAT scores... they scored over 700 on that section, each one.
Is this reading?
And what's the highest score, 800?
800, yeah. And
Aziza
has dropped out of school. She said the competition is not high enough, and she's going to a good school, Westminster College of the Arts. So she was in Princeton's program for theater, musical theater. And she said that the competition wasn't high enough, and she was bored out of her mind. This is at a school. It's $50,000 a year, and, you know, it's supposed to be the acceptance rate's like 11% or something. And so she's not even bothering because these people with lower test scores, et cetera, are being admitted into schools. And people who can't practice critical thinking or don't have good reading skills or writing skills or whatever.
So needless to say, you don't agree with the assessment that this is good news.
I certainly don't.
Mike, other thoughts you want to share tonight?
Hey, can I touch on Styria just briefly?
Go ahead.
Hey, I'm wondering what your guys' opinion is of that whole thing. I'm hearing on these news, in between the hours of programming, they do the news and they're saying that the rebels have all surrendered and stuff. I mean, what exactly, now that it's over, if it is, what was Styria? What kind of proxy war was that? What was the goal? What was the agenda? And why did it happen?
Thanks for the call, Mike. I appreciate hearing from you. I have no idea.
It's news to me that the rebels surrendered. I'd heard that they'd taken some important government building today or something earlier today. So, I mean, it's news to me. It's not the kind of thing that I keep my thumb on the pulse of.
Was it a proxy war for something?
Proxy war?
Meaning, somebody's having someone else fight their own benefit?
I tend to think not. I tend to think that there are people that feel oppressed in Syria, and that those people are, they feel ruled by a minority, which you know, it's frankly always the group of people that rule. It's always going to be a minority. So, you know, I think that they're trying to throw off the shackles, as they felt it was.
We've got Zach on the line in Fort Myers, Florida. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
Hi, how you doing?
Zach, great.
I wanted to call and respond to the... I'm sorry?
You are on the air. Go for it.
Yeah, I wanted to call and respond to the guy who called in about the teacher's strike.
Yes, sir.
I think his head's in the right place. You can see something's wrong there, and there is. I have kids, and I can tell you the school system is not doing well. But I don't think that it's right to blame the teachers. I think that their hands are kind of tied, and you know they have this very set curriculum they have to follow, and then there's all that standardized testing, and they have to worry about getting their funds for this and that from the government. And,
I think you're right about that. I think another point that should be brought up in this discussion is that. The reason why there are bad teachers, and there are, not all of them are just great teachers that have their hands tied. Some of them are just terrible.
Oh, I agree.
But the reason why they exist is because of the tenure system where they can just get locked in as a teacher basically for life if they stick around long enough, essentially, and manage to avoid any sort of discipline in their first year or so. They'll get locked into the tenure system, and then you can't get rid of them at that point. And then they just keep getting mandatory raises, and then before you know it, they're raking and big cash, and they just are terrible.
Let me ask you this, Zach. Do you think that the system as it exists today, the public school system, the way it's kind of controlled on one side by mandates, the other side by unions, I mean, and these two factions are pulling at each other, do you think that it creates an environment where you either have to be able to conform into being a bad teacher, or you have to leave?
I would say you have to conform into being a bad teacher. It's a big standardized thing.
Do you want to share more? Hang on, Zach. We can bring it back. 855-453. Your thoughts are welcome. Take control. Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. It's priced $21 a month.
Call 1-800-916-9762 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-916-9762. 1-800-916-9762. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque-lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to Gibsonshealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free, bring up whatever you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can also join us online. We've got a webcam there. Watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy the program, you can become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it means that you're sending in just a few bucks a month to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. And that only costs you $5 a month. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there with any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. And as I mentioned yesterday, we did have an article come out today that was very positive about Free Talk Live. This morning it hit from Talkers Magazine, which is the industry publication of any note with the talk radio industry. And it was an article about the young guns of talk radio. And I was honored that they chose me.
Oh, you're a young gun?
To interview. Yeah, I mean, I'm not as young as I was when I started. I was 22 when I started doing the show.
I'm going to get you one of those little holsters and some plastic cap guns.
So, bang, bang.
Dear God.
So,
what the hell's going on in the studio?
So that was great. I mean, Mark, you saw the article earlier today, and they interviewed basically four talk show hosts who were in their probably their mid to early 30s. And, you know, some of them had some interesting things to say, and one of them was absolutely ridiculous. Then, you know, it's almost worth mentioning on the air here. There's a guy who's our competitor. He is the newest kid on the block, so Free Talk Live is no longer the noobs. But this guy, I don't know what his deal is. I don't know if he's real or not. Like, you know how Stephen Colbert is not really the person he is on television?
Yes.
Right? So he's playing a character.
But
Stephen Colbert
obvious.
Is... Right.
I mean, he makes it clear to people that there's a joke going on.
People that are in on the joke probably know that there's a joke going on.
With
Stephen
Colbert?
Do you think he fools anybody?
I think he may fool some people
right.
for short periods of time, but not for long.
I had no idea that it was a comedy show.
This Colbert Report?
Really?
Okay.
Are you joking?
Yeah. No, I'm not. Initially, because I don't watch television.
Right.
I didn't know what Comedy Central was.
So did you think
anything?
He was a straight-up weirdo conservative guy? Like when you saw
yeah,
that?
Kind of. When
yeah,
I first,
see?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So,
initially, she said.
Yeah.
Right. Well, okay, that's because Michelle's you know smart enough to figure it out.
Are you talking about the first couple of minutes you watched or the first full episode
you watched?
Hey,
whatever. We don't need to embarrass me and make me feel stupid.
There's nothing more attractive in this world than a gullible woman, Michelle. I can assure
I think
you.
You've said that before.
Talk them into anything.
So anyway,
really?
This guy...
yes, I know.
Those of you who couldn't see, Michelle was pushing out her chest at him when she said, really, really, Mark.
Your face is so red.
Indeed. He can't even meet eyes with you right
now.
No,
he can't.
He can't look at you.
I wasn't looking at her.
He said there was nothing more attractive than a global woman. I just was trying to make sure.
I wasn't looking at her eyes.
Anyway, he was talking about himself. We really should get back to that.
Well, no, I was talking about Andy Dean, who is this other guy that they interviewed for the article. He's the new kid on the block in talk radio, and he's so... I don't know what the best word is for him. Like hubris? Ridiculousness? Hubris to the point of ridiculousness? I mean, this guy, he's like taking Rush Limbaugh's shtick and taking it to the extreme.
But Rush Limbaugh, you're left wondering whether or not this guy is kidding or not.
No, he's not. He absolutely believes all that.
No, I don't believe he does. Come on.
You think Rush Limbaugh's joking?
I know those liberals like every inch of my glorious naked body. Come on. I mean, the man's been overweight most of his life. Bald, has nicotine.
Hey, if you take enough OxyContin, then you can think anything.
He came up with that shtick long before he was high on the air.
So I've never heard the guy's show, but I was on the talk media panel with him. Andy Dean. I was on the talk rumble with him at the Talkers Media Convention that we went to in the summertime. And that was entertaining because that's when I first learned how absolutely ludicrous he was. I mean, even the other conservatives up there were making fun of him.
And because he took shots at everybody.
Right. He was just desperate for attention. And so in this interview, one of the things that he said that I highlighted in my newsletter was he says, "My show does well because I have the biggest brain in talk radio."
Okay.
Does somebody really mean that? That's just one example of just like quote after quote after quote of insulting. Like he said one thing that just basically insulted everybody who would be reading the article, like insulting old men and things they wear and like taking Viagra and things like that.
Yeah.
I realize this is a logical fallacy, what I'm about to commit here, but I just looked him up on, and the Wikipedia entry says that he's the youngest candidate to compete on The Apprentice and holds the title as the only candidate to be rehired by Donald Trump to run his production company, Trump Productions, LLC. So,
yeah.
I mean, he's guilty by association.
What, guilty of being dishonest, you mean, or what?
He's the next Trump.
Yeah, hubris, arrogance, you know.
So you think he's real, then? Like, is it real? Like, could somebody really say that and mean it?
I tend to be believe that he's real. I think that it's his what he.
I mean,
says,
when you talk about being a super genius, it's obviously tongue in cheek. And
a super genius is a play on the Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah.
Coyote, super genius. And a super genius is a person that gets hit by anvils all the time.
But he lives until then, you know.
Obviously a very resilient super genius.
So is this guy for real, or is he some sort of brilliant satirical, character actor?
Speaking as, doing the shtick of super genius, which I do on this show, I really do believe myself to be in that top, 1 or 2% of minds on the planet. I really do believe that. But I wouldn't run around saying that because it's only going to turn the other 98% against me. I mean, if you have the smartest mind on the radio, you don't tell people that because they'll rise up with pitchforks and torches against you.
Let's go to Phil in Michigan. You can bring up anything you want here, Phil. I don't even know where I was going with that. Oh, yeah, the AMP program helped us get all the press that we get. So thanks for everybody that AMPs the show.
To let everyone know that you're awesome and you're a young gun.
AMP.freetalklive.com. So anyways, where you can go to help us out. Phil, go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, well, about a week ago, I guess, on the 15th, I was listening to a show on the podcast. And you had a caller that called in that said, that libertarians believe that the U.S. government is responsible for what happened on September 11th. And I'm not sure if that's completely accurate.
I think libertarians believe different things.
Let me tell you what I believe. I consider myself a libertarian. I don't believe that the U.S. government is quote-unquote responsible. But I think that our previous actions in Israel and different areas of the world have provided them a motivation. So we're no more quote-unquote responsible than a woman that goes out and dresses in a low-cut top and a short skirt. She has a being raped. We're no more responsible than she is for being raped.
Oh, back off, Jack. Well, you just well, no, said, I'm not saying that Walter's responsible.
He's not clowning.
I'm not saying that she's responsible. I'm saying that, she, that, that the way she's dressed may provide the person a motivation.
Yeah, if he's not, doesn't have the ability to exercise self-control, and so what, everyone that goes to the beach in a bikini deserves to be raped? Hold on there. So the United States government initiated
we have a conversation. I'm sorry. Can, Michelle wanted to make a point here, and then I'm sure you can go on with your point. Go ahead, Michelle.
The United States government initiated force and aggression against a sovereign country, and Osama bin Laden, in his tape, claimed and quoted Madeleine Albright, who said that the 500,000 Iraqi children that were murdered and died as a result of U.S. sanctions and bombs, that it was worth it to the U.S. Sick. Interests. Yes. And so, you know, in Osama bin Laden's mind, it was retaliation for force initiated against a sovereign country. That is in no way the same as a woman walking down the street, sashaying her booty in a miniskirt and getting raped. I don't know how you can make that
analogy. A terrible comparison, in my opinion.
Well, what I was trying to get at is we're responsible. I think each individual and each quote-unquote nation is responsible for their own actions, regardless of what someone else did to provoke it. You're responsible for your actions.
I'm responsible for my actions, but I'm not responsible for their actions.
If you're paying for it,
you're responsible for your own actions. If someone comes up and punches you in the face, you have the option to turn around, walking away, getting the crap beat out of you, or punching back. But you're responsible for your choice there.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? That's what I'm trying to say is, the U.S. can't be responsible for.
Are you saying? Does that mean? I just want to make sure I'm understanding you. Are you saying that means that the fictitious woman you're talking about is responsible for her choice to dress in a short skirt, and so therefore that is more likely in your mind to get her raped?
Well, she's responsible for a choice of what she wears, but that in no way justifies her being raped. It does provide a motivation, though.
I don't think that provides motivation.
I'm
going to
take off my clothes right now and see if Mark and Ian are motivated.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next.
Are you a liberty activist or enthusiast looking to meet others like you? Do you want to advance capitalism, peace, and freedom, but aren't sure how? I'm Amanda Mill, Executive Director of Liberty on the Rocks, encouraging supporters of a free society to host Happy Hour. Activism and education doesn't need to be boring, and you can find free market friends. So start a Liberty on the Rocks network near you and begin connecting and informing libertarian thinkers over drinks. Visit www.libertyontherocks.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.